Our title for this morning, How to Prepare for the Coming of Jesus. How to prepare for the coming of Jesus. My aim, our aim, is to give confidence in the true story of the first Christmas, to give us purpose and energy to live well this new season of Advent. How are we going to do that? I want us to consider together the Advent Christmas advert, the Advent Christmas advert for John Lewis 2022. They're trying to speak to our culture. And I want us to ask the question, what can we learn from John Lewis and apply to our own story, our own aim? That is to connect people with Jesus for life, for hope, for more. The advert itself is 90 seconds long. It cost £1 million. That's from the creation of the story, the drama itself, paying the actors, and then the production values necessary. They're then spending over Advent between £5 and £6 million that it will go into all of our living rooms through the TV. They want to speak to us. What are they saying? So I want you to see in a few moments' time, Megan, get it ready, is this advert. It's only 90 seconds. I want you to ask a question. What stands out for you? What's surprising? What's good? What isn't good? What don't you like? What's the message? How does it make you feel? And why? What's standing out? What's surprising? What's good? What's bad? What's the message itself? What are the key metaphors or words? What are they trying to do? And how does it make you feel? And why? Megan, over to you.
Can't wait.
We're going to peas.
We're really excited.
Merry Christmas.
All the small things true care truth brings.
You're
I'll
okay.
Take
yeah. One. I'm fine.
You're right. Best trip. Always I know you'll be at my show watching. Waiting.
How did it go?
Yep. Nailed it.
Reading, say it ain't so. I will not go. Turn the lights off. Carry me home.
Hey, Ellie.
Hi. You want to come in? Oh, it's cool.
You don't need to show us anything.
Oh, well, I just have a few stickers, that's all.
I'm going to get some stickers for you.
Okay, so that's the John Lewis advert for this year, for Advent. I know time's running on, but I want you to spend 2 minutes... Just have a conversation with the people around you. They're not difficult questions, but they are important as we journey along now. So what is it? What was that advert saying? How does it make you feel? What's the core message there? Have a couple of minutes conversation. You really engaged with that, I can tell. Because I had to press the pause button 4 times before it worked. What I'd like to, really like to have done is to pull out all your responses to that. But just keep them in your group and what you're thinking there, because I do have to be a bit sensitive to the time. Thank you for that, though. The work you've done so far, that will help us. There are 3 key elements to any good conversation to get attention. 3 things. The first thing is that you need a story, a narrative. When we got Ian up here, you don't want to know how tall he is, although he wants to know how tall I am. There you go. He can't help being wonky. He must be wonky because he wants to be a Methodist minister. But you want to know the story. What's he about? You've got to get the story. And it's usually, if not always, wrapped up in a particular story, a metaphor, a picture language, something in particular. And it's usually then wrapped around a song, a soundtrack. Roughly 75% of the Bible is story narrative. It's bursting with metaphors. And it's interlaced all the way through with soundtrack, song. Because that's the way God's made us. He's written the Bible so that we can grab hold of it and it gets our attention. And most of you at some point will have had that experience of God grabbing your attention, whether that was in 1985 or this morning. Jesus followers, you and me, are story carriers. We carry and share the greatest story ever told. There's a good story there. There's a bigger story. And our task is to pass it forward one generation to the next. The drama of God coming through Jesus. Massive. Wrapped around a baby. Love, hope, saved, home. And there's a soundtrack, isn't there? What's the soundtrack of the first Christmas? Who knows the soundtrack? Think of your Bible story. Where's it coming from?
Angels.
Who? Sorry, louder.
Angels.
They're singing. And so this Christmas, when we're singing carols, what is it? It's a reflection of the soundtrack of the story. Because it grabs people's attention. Because that is the way we are designed. And God's designed us that way. In the advert, you've got a story, you've got a metaphors, and it might be about hope, it might be about new beginnings, but we care, all sorts of things you can use there. And there's a soundtrack. Small Things is the soundtrack. John Lewis has spent millions of pounds to get that message into your house. They're trying to say we care. We go the extra mile. What they're not telling you is anything to do whatsoever about their product. You have no idea. You would have no idea what company that was. It didn't even say John Lewis at the bottom. Nothing. But they want the message. You see how important that message is? They spend in millions of pounds to tell anybody nothing about John Lewis, but tells them everything about John Lewis because they're talking about values. Very, 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 very sophisticated. What's our values? John Lewis is finding ways to communicate that. They give an opportunity to engage with their story. And they will be preparing their stores. I bet you if you went to a John Lewis store today, it would look fabulous. If you look online, I'm sure it looks fabulous. And they'll be preparing their teams, making sure that they welcome people. They don't come, when they come through the door, oh, not another customer, I've had enough of that flipping lot. They won't be doing that, will they? And they'll be wanting to learn about the product so that when you go up to them with your new vacuum cleaner and say, look, how does this work? They go, oh, yeah, well, this is what you do. Da, 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 da. They might go, well, I don't know, mate. Have a look online. or something like that. They're preparing themselves. At Sheldon Road Family, we have started to organise events for Christmas through Advent. But we need team, because it's not for certain people to do. It's a team effort. And at the back, behind Liz, right at the back there, there's some sign-up sheets of things that need to happen. Linda's put them together. So if you've got particular questions, speak to Linda. She's at the front here. To engage, to be part of. Well, we have the conversation this morning because we need you to engage with each other. Because if you don't engage with each other, there is no chance you will engage with anybody else. If you don't engage with your friends, it ain't going to happen anywhere else, is it? So we've got to do that. Engage. I would encourage you to get involved and be part of Advent 2022 with the Sheldon family. There are some leaflets out the front. There is one, which there's enough for one per family. If we need more, we can get more. But this is for Advent. And you can follow Advent every day. There's a little thing to do. There's a reflection. Have a look at it. Maybe take one of these home. One per family. If you're on your own, take one home for yourself. Adapt it for your own situation. Maybe pass it on to a grandchild. Something like that. There's that one. They're at the front. Then there's a magazine called Hope. Hope magazine. And it's got lots of interesting articles in it. This is something, and again, there's loads of them. You can take some of these away and give them away. You can put them in the office canteen table, something like that. Really just starting people off from where they are at. Leaflet. Have a look. See whether that's something worth taking on. Then we will be doing passing out leaflets to the streets. Let people engage. There's an opportunity. Come along to this. Try this out. Engage. And we'll be have that online as well. And we have to prepare for guests. We need to adopt and adapt. Because many people, they've never been to church or hardly been to church. And it's a weird place to be if you've not been there before. So we have to make them feel welcome. And they won't have the same experiences as us, possibly, or have the same understanding as Christmas is at. So we go from where they're at and then help them along. Like that chap with skateboarding, he didn't have a clue, but he was willing to learn and adapt and make that person feel welcome. If Christians can't make people feel welcome, who can, really? That's what we're designed for. And it takes risk. It's hard work. It's sacrifice. You might get a straight knee. You might sprain your ankle. No, not your ankle. Yeah, you could do that. Your wrist, as in that story. You might get a bit of rejection. Who knows? All those things.
The light's gone off.
How about that? Helen, you are so on it today. Extra cup of coffee. Coming into land. Final section. The story with John Lewis is of a man who's willing to be a father. So someone who is least, lost, lonely, traumatized, has the opportunity of a home, of hope, of a future, of love, and can thrive. That's the opportunity given to that young kid. And it required of that man, that fat, and his wife, to learn new skills, engaging somewhere where they're at. It also included a hand in injury and sacrifice. In the greatest story ever told, the Father God sent Jesus, who was willing to leave the wonder and splendor of heaven to come to us. It's wow! every other religion in the world has, you've got to make your way to God. The one true God says, I'm making my way to you. He came where we are at to bring a home and hope and a future and love. As an adult, Jesus proved that love by dying on a cross. You can't talk about Christmas without the cross. His hands weren't just sprained, they were pierced, nailed to a wood. A once for all time for all people sacrifice. For each person whose life is broken, sin soaked, that have ignored God, and they get a new start. We saw from Ian today, 1985 was a point where a new start, a new journey, a great journey. Jesus rose again 3 days later and is alive today. And that greatest story ever told is not finished, because you're part of that story when you put Jesus in it. And you become part of that story, the big story. And Sheldon Road this year will be part of that big story, this Advent. And the ongoing story until Jesus comes back again. There are more and more people around the world who are connecting their story with the Jesus story. Are you ready? Are you ready for the day that Jesus comes back? If you've not yet stepped over the threshold into the opportunity to live for Jesus, to make your story connecting with the Jesus story, then today, the beginning of Advent, do it. Don't wait any longer. Don't stay at the door and stare in and wonder. Take the risk, step over. That's what Jesus would say to you today, the beginning of Advent. Step over. I'll take you on from where you're at. And we're going to go on a journey. And I'm going to be right by your side from this day forever. It's a big story. And maybe your story forever. Let's just pray. I'm going to say a prayer for anybody who's not yet stepped over the threshold. And if it's for you, then say it in your heart. Dear Jesus, I want my story of my life to be your story. I want to join your story. Please change my life. Forgive my sins. And give me a new future. Thank you, God. Amen. And then, Lord, I pray for us as a fellowship this season that we will rejoice in the greatest story. We are the story carriers. Help us to enjoy sharing the story, being the story. Rejoice in all that you have done for us and are doing for us and will do for us in the future. It's wonderful. And we thank you today. Move by your Spirit in each one of us, in our family, in our friends, in our community, in our nation, in this world, as we celebrate Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.